Gloria in excelsis Deo. It's very easy to see that everything is happening spontaneously, that even your thinkingness is happening all of its own. And you think that you're deciding what you're going to think, but you're not. So you get detached from your own thinkingness, the same as the world. You see, the world around you is moving without your help, right? All these people are managing to survive without you helping them to be here and move and talk. And so what you do is you get detached and you begin to become the witness. To become the witness is not a difficult step. It's only a matter of letting go of the narcissistic self-indulgence of the thinking of that there's an I causing things. Nothing is causing anything. There are no causes in the world. There's only consequences. And so what you do is you let go of identifying with the linear, and you realize that your reality is non-linear. That which is witnessing, and then behind that which is witnessing, that which is aware that you're witnessing, and already you've removed yourself from out there, an individual personal I, and the guilt and anxiety of being the cause of all that happens, and you've moved into the condition of humility. With profound humility, you will see that you're not the cause of anything. Which is welcome news, because that means you're also not guilty of anything. Something happens, you say, I don't know, the mind did it. The mind did it. I can't help it, the mind did it. So, to become the witness then, you become aware then of the spontaneity of evolution, and you begin to witness. All phenomena are the evolution of creation. Creation has a source, but no cause. It has no beginning and it has no end. You witness the unfoldment of creation. There is no problem about creation because it's what you're witnessing. The fact that it's all happening spontaneously is not difficult to see. It's not difficult to move from the participant subject out there, the linear, and move into being the field out of which you're being aware of the phenomena. That which you are is the field and not the content of the field. This observation escapes about 99% of mankind. At least 99% of humanity is completely unaware of what we're talking about this morning. And we're not counting on widespread acceptance. That you are the context rather than the content. You are that from which awareness radiates and out of which consciousness arises. The source is consciousness itself. The light of God is consciousness. The light of God is your own consciousness. And as you let go of misidentifying with that which you are not, it becomes stunningly apparent. At which point you retire. And they call the doctor. He's lost his wits. That's true, you do lose your wits. And sometimes it's worse than others. So today I am witless and you'll have to put up with that condition. The sound of God is silence. That's 1,000. Calibrates at 1,000. The sound of God is silence. To have sound, you have to have linearity. You have to have that which is sound and that which is not sound, and then you have to give configuration to the sound. Therefore, mantras and things and going oom and things will take you to a certain level. And beyond that, you become aware of the silence behind the sound. And so the purpose of the sound is to take you to the silence. That's why repeating a mantra repeatedly can sometimes really just lead to an altered state of consciousness. And the high feeling that you get disappears when you stop the mantra. So they all have limited usages. They're assists at certain points, but you can't put your whole life as a mantra. You can put your whole life as a prayer, because a prayer is a verbalization of a nonlinear intentionality, a prayer, to make your life a prayer. To become that, and that which you are speaks louder than what you say. Essence speaks louder than perception. The levels of consciousness, as I say, it doesn't say that you're better than others. It's not a matter of better. Because our status-oriented society, we say it's better. It's not better, it's different than. Different than. And very often to be in a different than state of consciousness that is not appropriate to where you are, it can be a hindrance, you understand? To be blissed out when you're driving is not so great. You have to pull over. So you have to sort of be in what's appropriate. But that begins to adjust itself automatically. But it is true that if you suddenly advance to a high state, you may be quite incapacitated. So it's well to have spiritual friends, hang out with spiritual people, spiritual friends, and you let them know that you're seriously in studying, etc.